Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
All right, Maria is ready to go. Before we even talk to her, you guys, I wanted you to check out her son's pictures.
Okay.
And what his hair looks like when he goes to middle school every day. He's got himself kind of a bit of a mohawk there. It's cut really close on the sides. Mm-hmm. And it's not one of those mohawks that you see that's waxed up, you know, like a foot where you can pick it out of a crowd.
Right.
And he definitely has a mohawk, but it looks more like a caterpillar crawling down
in
the middle of
his head.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a stripe, but it's not a big, huge, tall one.
No. Well, the school that he goes to in Henry County, I believe, Maria is going to tell us, not real happy with his haircut at all. So much so that they kicked him out of school. Hi, Maria.
Oh. Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm not happy.
I have bet. Well, go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
My son got his haircut over the weekend. He's had mohawks throughout the year. He had his haircut on Friday. He goes to school on Tuesday. And 5 minutes later, he calls me that he has to go home because he has a mohawk and he can't be in school with a mohawk.
But he's had one all year?
He's had one throughout. He does different things with his hair, spikes it up and all that kind of stuff. So he's had one periodically throughout the year.
Okay, now this is an important fact right here. So what you need to do for us is describe what some of his other haircuts have been up until this point. Have they been sort of outrageous and attention-grabbing?
No, never. Just little spikes, you know, with the gel. Never attention-grabbing. He's just very picky about his hair.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so he calls me on Tuesday and says, I got to go pick him up. So, you know, I'm like, I don't understand. You've had a mohawk throughout the year at other times. So I turn around and I go back to the school, and the lady in the office tells me that the principal said he had to go home. So I'm like, well, go get whoever it is I need to talk to, and I want to see in a handbook where it says mohawk. I want to see the word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they bring me the book, and the book doesn't say mohawk. It says extreme hairstyles that may cause the other kids to not learn. Because he doesn't have it anymore.
She writes in her email, it was officially an extreme hairstyle that would interfere with learning or cause a disruption of the educational environment, is what the handbook says, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So the debate is over.
Well, it's interpretation.
It's interpretation.
Yeah. The word extreme.
Subjective. Well, let me ask you.
Left up to the principal of the school. Mm-hmm. My other son has a mohawk, went to school, principal says, I like your hair, and he goes into the school fine.
Now, that's in the same county but a different school.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me ask you about your son's behavior in school. I mean, is he a good kid? Does he get good grades? Or is he a disciplinary problem?
No, he's a good kid. He gets good grades. All of his teachers have good things to say about him. I mean, he's not a problematic child.
Has he ever been sent to the principal's office for anything other than his haircut?
He did it one time, but that was a long time ago. And it wasn't even a principal's office. It was assistant principal. So he never talked to a principal.
Well, the assistant principal's always the one that
You know, I just was wondering.
Yeah. Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. That's how it was in art school. Like,
principal's office. I don't want to go there.
Principal hands out awards. Yeah. Vice principal hands out detention.
Come to find out later on in the day, the lady who I spoke with wasn't even the principal. She was the assistant principal of the school.
Is she the one who asked your child to leave? Because that's who you need to talk to.
Yes, she is. But I'm going to go back today to speak with the principal because I had reported it to the school board.
So I want to go back to you saying that he's had that same haircut.
Periodically throughout the year, he's had mohawks.
Okay, no. Now, what Melissa's asking you is, has he had the same haircut, the same type mohawk in different times throughout the year?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Has never been a problem up until last week.
Exactly.
Well, that's totally inconsistent then.
That's weird, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's been the same assistant principal and same principal at school all year long.
Yes.
So it's extreme now, but it wasn't extreme a couple of weeks or a couple of months ago.
It's extreme when they have 4 days left of school.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. 4 days
left of school. Hey, Nick, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. I had long hair back in high school in the late 90s, and every 3 weeks they would send me home from school because my hair was past the collar.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got ridiculous. So I went in front of the school board and tried my case, and they just would not hear it. They would not, you know, change their ruling at all. And finally, I just gave up and just shaved my head.
And that was acceptable because let's say you shave your head, you go bald, you come into school. If a principal decides that that's an extreme style and that you're interfering or disrupting the educational environment, then you're booted out anyway.
Yeah, I would think somebody shaving their head bald would be more disruptive than his haircut.
There's just some inconsistencies going on here, you know, that just don't make any sense.
First, you got four days
left in the school year. Mm-hmm. He's had the exact same haircut in previous weeks or previous months, according to you. And they've never said a word to you about it before.
No.
Yeah, I think that's the problem I have. Because, I mean, if there's rules, there's rules. And if it's up for interpretation, I mean, unfortunately, they can enforce these rules. But if they have not said anything before this, then that's where, you know, I think it's unfair that they kicked your kid out.
Yeah, I think you're right there. But
Well, he went back to school because he had to get rid of the mohawk. My husband took him, got rid of the mohawk, and took him back to school. My husband leaves the office. One of the ladies in the office refers to my son as the Mohawk Kid. They all know his name.
Are you sure he didn't wear it in spikes?
No. You can see the picture. I took that as
soon
as I got in the car. It was not in spikes. Hmm. No. He's not a kid to go against the rules or anything. I mean, no.
Was there, like, because I'm just wondering what happened that day that's different than the other times, because the key is it disrupting class. So I wonder if there was a disruption in the class he was in. Did they say anything?
Yeah, there's such strange inconsistencies here that I'm wondering if you argued. Let's say we had the principal or the vice principal on. What would their take on this whole thing be?
Class hadn't even begun. I dropped them off like at 7:57. Mm-hmm. We went to the cafeteria with the other kids. Class hadn't even begun yet.
Hmm.
I mean, and like you said, it's not spiked up. It's you have kids that go to school, like the first caller said. At his school, they have hair down to their shoulders, and that's not a disruption. You have these kids that go to school with all these lines in their heads and a Nike sign and stuff like that, and that's not a disruption. And I'm confused because that, to me, is more of a disruption, the little lines through the head, than him having a slight mohawk.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Good. I work for Henry County also, and I will tell you, I'm sure other school boards do it also, but they leave the handbook very vague so that they can use it at their discretion, because I will tell you, as working for Henry County School System and any other school system, you will see kids come out in the morning and come back in the afternoon, especially females dressed a certain way, and there's been nothing done about it. A hairstyle, to me, that's not cause to, you know, kick him out of school for the last 4 days of school. When I see females dressed with, you know, skirts way up high and high heel shoes, like they should be dancing in a shoe show.
But here's the inconsistency here, Melissa.
Shoe show?
Is that I understand that the handbook is very vague because each principal and each vice principal are going to have their different interpretations of it. But
right.
If he had the same hairstyle for months and months and months, they've been interpreting it as okay up until this point.
Right, exactly. And if this principal or vice principal, whoever saw him this time, maybe didn't see him last time and saw him and said, oh, well, you know. And it also depends on the day they're having, I'm sure. That's why they leave it so vague.
Yeah, I just think that it has to be rooted in something he said in the classroom or walking in. You know what I mean? To me, it seems like their excuse to discipline him for something else. Did he tell you any interaction he had?
No, he's very... No. No.
And I might be confused. Like, did he wear a mohawk throughout the school year?
Not throughout the whole year. He's had it at one time or another. And I'd say more than 10 times, more than 15 times throughout the year, he's had a mohawk. He's very finicky about his hair. He constantly changes his hair, you know, gets different haircuts.
But how, like, and I'm not sure, I'm just...
Sometimes he has it a little longer. Other times it's in a mohawk.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure that we're... Because I agree that there's got to be something else. So just so that we're representing the facts accurately, is it physically possible to have and then not have a mohawk 15 times during a 9-month school year?
Yes, it is. His hair grows fast, and he can actually, if his hair's grown out, he can still make a mohawk.
Wow. Yeah, I know guys who change their hair all the time, and guys' hair, if they grow fast, then you can change it fast.
He's in middle school. He doesn't have a whole lot of control over expressing himself, like, and through his hair is the way he's able to do it.
Yeah, this is such a bizarre conversation as a guy that grew up in San Diego, where everybody sort of strives to be independent from each other, and you had the weirdest haircuts and the weirdest way to dress, and it was encouraged by our teachers in San Diego, but it's a little more conservative out here.
Right.
And the counties are a little more conservative, so this would be a problem.
But I just, it doesn't make any
sense. I'm guessing you went to a school where they were partying with the students, Bert.
Good morning, Kier. You're on the Bert Show, Q100.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay.
I guess, you kind of just touched on what I think the core issue is, and we're not even really talking about it. You know, we're kind of arguing over their interpretation of this rule and when it's right to apply it and when it's not. But the whole rule is absurd. I mean, these kids... We don't give them much these days, you know. They're so in their own lives in MySpace, and we're arguing about whether or not this kid's hair is too long or too short or too cut.
Who
are they hurting?
We've had the same Footloose conversation for decades.
Where's the independence?
Yes, how do
dance,
you get
Kevin
a
Bacon,
yes,
dance.
Right. Get in your Volkswagen Bug and go to the barn and do gymnastics, damn you.
You know what? I'm going to go to an empty warehouse with a beer bottle and get mad and throw the beer bottle
and right.
dance. I'm going to dance, damn it, with a mohawk.
That's right.
Hey, Maria, let us know how it turns out. But, I mean, if your story is accurate, you certainly, certainly have a case.
Yeah, and I'm more angry now when he told me that he went back to school, that the comment that he was a mohawk kid and kids were making fun of him yesterday at school when he went back than I was before the whole situation even began.
And with 4 days left in the
school
year, some may right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't even want to go back to school because they were making fun of him now because he doesn't have hair.
So he's been made fun of now. He wasn't being made fun of before. But now that they kicked him out and he had to cut his hair and he came back, now they're making fun of him.
Well, they're making fun of him because he got in trouble.
So now it's a disruption of the classroom.
Yeah. Right, now it's a disruption.
Exactly. A haircut like he has now.
Maria, let us know how it all turns out. But like I said, I think if everything you're saying is accurate, you certainly have a good case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money